Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, December 12th. We're back after a day off because...
You were tired.
No, just because.
You were just like, not today.
No. My body must have expected today, because today I'm already furious. It's not even 10 o'clock in the morning.
Is it because I was late?
No, not you. Not you.
Oh, okay.
You got here right on time. No, but I've had...
Literally at 9:58, I was like, whoops, sit down. Sit my ass down. But why are you mad?
No, well, I can't really discuss it, but let's just say it hasn't been a good morning, okay?
No.
So I'm not happy about that, but what can I do? Life goes on, right?
It's so early.
I know, but shit happens, you know?
Right.
Shit happens.
Mm-mm.
Like Skype gets updated automatically for you, and then they take out features and put it some bullshit.
Oh, automatic updates.
But that's just part of the problem.
I was like,
that I didn't expect. No.
Okay.
But this is like a big fucking deal, and I'm fucking sick of it, you know? But
you still use Skype for what?
No. I'm talking about something else, but...
You're just giving an example.
Skype just added it on top of everything, you know,
gotcha.
When you come in the morning.
Gotcha.
So what it does, for example, like we use Skype for phone calls, right?
Yeah.
So when a call comes in, it just gives you a... It gives you something on the screen, but you don't hear anything. With the new one, it starts ringing like a phone.
Oh, yeah. It's like a FaceTime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it starts ringing. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Mm-hmm.
So you see, they're trying to make it more like consumer friendly.
Yeah.
Because
Skype used to be like a little AIM message.
Right.
Like, are you in here yet?
Right.
And then it
And then they started phone calls and then video calls and all that stuff. I remember it came out like in the 90s and shit. And... So now they added this and you can't turn it off.
Yeah, I know.
So that's a problem. If a call comes in, I can't have it ringing in here.
Well, put on mute, Sam.
Well, that's what we do. That's the workaround I figured out.
Yeah, just put on mute.
Yeah. But it fucking sucks, man. I'm telling you, it sucks balls when you depend on other people.
Yeah.
I wish I could do it all myself.
That's why I try to use Google. Like this morning, I had to do something for my other boss,
mm-hmm.
and I had no idea
really
how to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, I can't ask her how to do it.
Right.
So I just spent like maybe 5 minutes tops on Google, and the answers were all there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm good. Google answers everything.
Wow. So how's the new job? Did you get to talk to her? Are you seeing any money soon? What's going on?
I believe on Friday.
Yeah?
I need it, though.
Wow.
I have like $7 in my bank account right now, I think.
So does that mean you're hired? Did they hire you?
Oh, officially, for good? Yeah. Yesterday I had a half a day, actually.
Mm.
I got out in like the afternoon. I was like, wow, daylight.
Yeah, well, you had a hard day before that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get home till 10 o'clock on Monday.
Mm.
And tonight I think he has a class at 5. So I think that'll be late. I think it'll be a late
A
night.
Late day,
yeah.
Right.
So I'm like,
that's okay. You've accumulated a lot of energy. Now you can expend it all on your job,
mm-hmm.
put in extra hours, you know, and get paid for it. What the hell, you know?
I know, exactly.
Well, congratulations. I'm really happy for you.
Thank
it's time, you.
You
know?
I know.
Right?
And it just feels good like not to be sitting at home in my apartment being like a useless piece of shit.
There's nothing worse than being unemployed, you know?
God, it's like the worst feeling ever.
It can, because like you feel the world is moving on and you're stuck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Stuck
and then
behind.
You have guys telling you that you're a bus ticket away from going back to Boston. Just not a good idea.
No.
Not
huh?
a good feeling.
Wow. People tell you that?
No, just the guy that I dated.
Oh, yeah. The very honest one.
Yeah.
The brutally honest one.
I was like, thanks, pal.
Doesn't mince words, this guy.
No.
Wow. So, yeah. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I just got a triple shot espresso coffee because I just felt like I was not making it. I was going to make it this morning.
Mm. So are you waking up now?
I don't know. I sometimes think coffee is a placebo and people just drink it because they like the taste of coffee. I don't know if they actually...
If it wakes you up or... Well, it depends. I think it does, you know. But, I mean, there's been evidence that coffee is a stimulant.
Right.
But, yeah, like, for example, with me, I'll drink coffee at 1 o'clock in the morning And that's not really what's keeping me up.
No, I mean, you know, that's probably what's keeping you up, Sam.
No, I'm telling you. It's not it.
Nobody wakes up.
Because I stay up even if I'm really, really tired, if I want to finish reading something.
Well, people will drink coffee like at dinner after they just drank like a bottle and a half of wine. I'm like, why?
Yeah,
why the fuck are you drinking coffee? Like, I went on a date and the guy like ordered a bottle of wine. And then after he's like, do you want an espresso cappuccino? I was like, no, the fuck I don't.
Really?
Like, I just had wine. Like,
so I'm, what? What does it have to do with it?
It's like, that's, wine makes me like sleepy, horny. Right. The last thing I want to do is have an upper and be like, so what's next?
Yeah.
What's after the dinner? I don't want to do that.
You know what I realized? I only cough when I fucking talk, and that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, right? That's not a good thing.
What the fuck? I don't know. We'll see what happens, man. I'm just...
Are you, like, excited? Because it's, like, 12 days till Christmas.
Right.
And then after Christmas, it's basically you're gone.
I'm just nervous that I have to sell all my shit still.
Yeah.
You know? Do, like, definitely do a garage sale this weekend.
I mean, you've been saying that.
No, I know, but I haven't had time. Now I do. This Saturday I have time. So I'm going to do that. Get rid of a lot of shit.
Yeah.
That should be fine.
Are you going to see your family before you leave?
What do you mean? Here?
Yeah.
I always see my family.
No, here. I mean, like, are you going to try to see your kids before you leave?
Oh, my kids.
Yeah, just somehow,
I forgot someday. They're part of the family.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But, I mean, are you going to try to see them before you leave?
Do you think I should?
Yeah.
I was thinking of sending my
daughter a text.
Do they
even know that you're leaving?
No.
Does your ex know you're leaving?
No.
You just told nobody.
No, people around me now.
No, but I mean, like, nobody.
Which,
like,
ex? Like, the second one, the first one? Not their mother doesn't know.
Okay.
My more recent divorce.
Knows.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm just thinking that I'm irritated. But
oh, my goodness.
But, so the holidays are coming. I'm going to miss my parents a lot. But with my kids, I was thinking of, in fact, sending my daughter a text telling her, well, do you think a year is enough not to see each other? Maybe you can make yourself more available. But you see, if I write any of these things, it's just going to create a problem. So I always have to be
you
nice.
You need to
and
say
like,
it in a different way. Right. That comes off like you are being a little bit of a petty.
I am.
Being petty.
I know. Because it really fucking irritates me.
I know, but
I want to be able to talk honest to my kids.
Will
and
you
I
do it?
I never can because they always want to sweeten up everything.
Yeah, but you know what? You need to do that in person.
They learned that from their mother.
You need to do it in person, not over text, because text can come off. Like, right. I don't like texting because it's like, you don't know if I'm joking. You don't know if I'm being a bitch. Like, it can be taken. Like, I could write a funny text and someone's like, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, that was supposed to be, like, we're supposed to be laughing.
So what would you say? Just like, I wanted to let you know I love you and I want to see you?
I would say, hey, listen, I'm leaving in a couple of weeks. I'm moving.
Uh-huh.
I go, I want to spend some time with you before I leave. That's it. Simple.
Really?
That's it. Say, listen, I'm moving in a couple of weeks.
Right.
I would love to spend some time with you before I leave.
Okay.
And if she don't respond to that, then she can literally...
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
I know. That's pretty bad, man. I don't know how I get myself into that. Marrying their fucking mother, that was the mistake.
Okay, yeah, but even if you marry someone, like, your kids should be like, oh, this is the one good thing I got out of it.
Right.
You know? Like, my sister, her situation with her baby daddy, like, he's awful. Like, he's an awful human being.
Right.
But at least she has Marcellus.
Right.
Like, at least something good came from it.
Right.
Yeah.
But if they're on her side and they take sides, I'm in deep shit. I have no chance.
I've never taken sides with my parents.
Yeah, you see.
Even through, like, him leaving after 33 years, I was never like... Yeah. Well, Dad, I hate you now.
I'm telling you, divorce is the worst fucking thing to do.
I don't know if my parents are going to get divorced. They're just not living together anymore.
Yeah.
So they're quote unquote, what, separated?
Right, yeah. So it'll affect you less than if you were a kid.
Right.
And it influenced everything you think about your parents.
Well, actually, I think it probably would have been better if they got separated or divorced when we were kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Did they not get along? Did you get like
bad
example?
No,
like
our whole
example?
Life was just them fighting.
Mm.
I mean, occasionally they'll get along, but like 90% of like holidays or
Right. But let me tell you, I think it's still better than divorce. I'm telling you. At least you didn't have to take sides and all that shit. You know, when kids are young, they take sides.
And divorces are really
expensive.
There's
a good guy and a bad guy.
Right?
Yeah.
They cost like a lot of money.
Yeah. But fuck the money, you know? I mean, it's just like it breaks up people's lives.
Yeah.
Everybody gets affected.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not, I don't recommend it, but again, nobody should be expected to live fighting for the rest of their life either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sad, you know?
But you need to fix it with your kids.
The people that you share your bed with and everything are the ones that screw you the most, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty shitty. But, yeah, so you should be grateful you have your parents and there's no sides. Did you guys ever have...
My parents just don't talk to me, though.
Right.
Like, nobody even texts me on Thanksgiving.
What?
Like, not a single text.
No, but aren't you back talking to your dad now?
No.
Oh, really?
No. I mean,
he's still mad at you.
Yeah, but I texted him on his birthday, which was on Monday.
Right.
I said, happy birthday, Dad. Love you. Sent him like some balloon emojis that come down. Yeah.
Did he respond?
Yeah, but he paid my rent in November because obviously...
You didn't have money then.
I didn't have money. And I told... He used his credit card, so his credit card was due on the 10th. And I was like, how much do I owe you, Pops, on his birthday? And he's like, $48. And I was like, all right. And he goes, look at you, such a good client. That's the only... conversation we had. Ooh. I'm sure he misses me for sure. I mean, my dad we're super, super close. But I don't think that situation is going to be rectified until I go home.
Right.
And at this point, I don't know when I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
Hopefully sometime in the spring. Like, I really want to go home for like April.
But you can go right after the holidays. What do you care?
I don't want to
go home. Well, except now you have a job.
Yeah, no, yeah. And I don't want to go when it's cold. Like, for that, if I'm going to skip Christmas, I'm going to fucking skip winter. Bye! No.
Yeah, right.
I'll come in April or May. Like, actually, for my birthday in May, I really, really want to go to like Italy or something.
Mm.
Like, for a week or two.
Okay, maybe find an Italian guy there.
Yeah, super husband.
Yeah.
Say, do you want a green card? I got you.
Yeah, just fucking marry me.
Black man.
But I'm not desperate. Yeah. I'm just...
But I met this guy who said that Italian men in actual Italy, they all cheat. But the woman accepted. Like, it's just known.
Right.
Like, the woman at home will be like cooking and cleaning, and they'll know that their husband is with whatever mistress they have.
I know. It's like a Mediterranean thing. I don't know what
the
fuck.
And they just don't care. I guess at some point you stop giving a fuck.
Yeah, well, it's not that they don't care. Look, if you're raised that way, to believe that that's acceptable and that's the norm.
Yeah, then it's like you don't know anything
else. Yeah, you'll go along with
it. It's like believing in Santa Claus, you know? If you grew up believing that there was Santa Claus, like, it's going to be a tradition that you keep, like, teach your kids that, too.
Right.
So in Italy, it's probably just like, hey, your dad has... You know.
Yeah, it's like
couple
hey,
girlfriends.
Yeah, it's like hey, we never stop fucking around, even when we get married. You know,
God,
everybody has a mistress.
I would love to marry an Italian man, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's with all the mistresses, though? Why would they be with a married man, for crying out loud?
Yeah, and what do they get out of that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, maybe it's married people and married people together.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. I don't know the logistics of it.
Right.
Maybe I'll meet someone and ask them like how that works. If I ever go.
I mean, shit, you know, you have an affair of two married women and you're destroying two fucking families, man. It's pretty bad, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. People do that shit, you know? A lot.
I'm just gonna, like, I've really come to the conclusion that no matter what relationship I'm getting into next, I'm gonna get cheated on.
No, don't look at it that way. Maybe the guys you're hanging out with.
No, like, I know, like, really good dudes that, like, take care of their woman and they are cheating.
Really?
And the woman either has no clue or she shuts the fuck up.
So they have no character. I mean, what the fuck is that? You know, every guy gets attracted to other women and would fuck anybody in a second.
Okay? Exactly. That's what they're doing.
Right. I'm saying. But there's a lot of people that don't. Like, I don't do it. You know, I don't do it. There's a lot of people that
don't. My brother wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
My dad would.
I know a lot of guys that would not cheat. You know, I know them well, and as much as we'll look at women and admire them and everything, never cheat.
Right.
You know, it's just not right. And not only that, but it's complicated.
Right.
Right? Today, you leave tracks everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to cheat? You know, you better have some cash on the side.
Let me tell you.
In a separate phone.
Yeah. That's, but some of them do. And some of them just do it without. Okay, so like, for instance, I've been hanging out with this guy, Chris, going to his house because he does hair or whatever. And he had a guy there who's been with his girlfriend for 4 years. They're engaged. That night, he was getting his hair cut because they were taking a private jet to Turks and Caicos, okay? And we were having, like, a relationship talk because, like, that's what we do. We're going to start, like, a little YouTube channel because, like, anytime someone comes, we all talk about, like, sex and relationships. So he was like, I've been with my girl for 4 years, but the thing is, like, I take care of her. Mm. She don't pay any bills. Like, she don't have to work. We're getting on a private jet. We're going to an island. And he goes, and every once in a while, I cheat on her. He's like, I don't even, and he goes, anytime I cheat, like, he's like, I've cheated on, so far on her 6 times.
Fuck.
And he goes, and I don't.
And she doesn't know?
No, I think she probably, he's making it seem that she knows, but because he takes care of her, it's like.
Right, she looks the other way.
She's like, I'm, see, that's, hey, am I going to give up this relationship where I don't pay a bill and I'm hopping on a private jet, getting my tan on for 9 days? Or if I, am I going to cause some drama? Be single and living in a 3-bedroom apartment.
Exactly. So you're forced to eat shit and shut up.
Yeah, that's what. And that's basically what he's saying.
Right.
So because he was giving me relationship advice.
Because that's how someone controls you, yeah. You know? So maybe that should teach you a lesson. Don't look for someone who's going to take care of you because you'll have to be his slave.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Anything they say, if you don't want to lose what they give you, you're going to follow that.
That's what he said.
And you'll end up being unhappy because it's against your values.
Yeah, so he was like, this is my relationship advice to you. Because I told him about what happened with John and how basically I rushed to the end of the relationship. I was like, no, we're together.
Right.
And he was like, you should have just been cool because dudes take so long to fall in love.
Really?
He's like, he might have enjoyed your company. He's like, look, everyone in this room right now is enjoying your company, but right. That don't mean he loves you.
Right.
That doesn't mean he's loyal to you.
That's true.
He goes, and even if he is, he's going to cheat. Yeah. But he probably would take care of you. He goes, was he taking you to nice restaurants? I said, yeah. I go, was he taking you on dates? I said, yeah. He goes, and now what is he doing? I said, nothing. He goes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit. That's why I said, I feel like in this generation, maybe not past ones, but it is only going to get worse that no one is ever going to be loyal. Like, there's no monogamy. And even if there is, you guys come to an agreement that, like, hey, like, my man's definitely going to cheat on me. And social media.
Right.
Like,
and then the woman would say, well, if he cheats on me, it's okay for me to do the same.
I said that, too. I said that. And every single man in the room, because it was all men and just me.
Right.
Looked at me and freaked out.
Really?
And I was like.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. It's okay for the man, but not okay for the woman. And that shows you that a man, when a man behaves like that, he feels like the woman is his possession.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I can do it, but you can't.
Yep.
And the reason they get so jealous is like, you know, my woman's not going to be with any other guy.
Yeah. And they can't, like, they were explaining to me that it's different when women cheat because men, he was like, for example, he said, the 6 women that I cheated on my fiance with, I don't even remember their name. He goes, I was literally walking into a restaurant the other day and some girl came up to me and was like, hello, 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 like freaking out saying hey to me. And I was like, I couldn't put 2 and 2 together of how I knew her. And she was like, are you kidding me? I slept with you a month ago, blah, blah, blah.
Whoa.
He's like, I didn't recognize her face and I didn't remember her name.
That's terrible.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
I mean,
just used her as a piece of meat.
Yeah, you know? which most guys do. But he goes, but for women, it's like when you cheat, you get emotionally. It's true because when you sleep with someone, it's like, I don't care what female you are. There's emotions when you're having sex with someone.
Right. Period. So the guys, it scares the guy. You know, because, wow.
Well, she cheated on me with somebody and like, is this dude like the new dude?
Right. And she fall in love with him and all that shit, you know?
Yep. And it's true. Like, anytime I've ever gotten over a dude, it's because I slept with somebody new.
Yeah.
Period. But in between that lingering time where I'm not sleeping with anyone, I'm still kind of obsessed with the guy I was sleeping with before.
Right, right.
Like, right now, I still kind of think, oh, my God, what's John doing? But not as much. Surprisingly, I'm very shocked at myself. And I hang out with, like, his friends. And it doesn't, like, bother me when they, like, talk about him. Like, they were telling me, one of them was telling me that they all went out to eat on Friday. And he was, like, trying really hard to bring this chick home. And normally I would be upset about it. And I was like.
Yeah, who cares? Well, because you got nothing going with him.
Yeah.
What's the point? You know, get him out of your life. He's a past.
Yeah.
Long past. You know, they say if it doesn't bring you money or make you happy, fuck it.
Bye.
Exactly. You know?
Like, get me sneakers or something. What's if the you're going to treat me like shit, at least give me a reason to, like, allow it. Like, I don't give a shit. A nice dinner at a restaurant is not good enough for a man to treat me like shit.
No.
Like, when he said, did
nothing's
he
nothing's worth it.
Yeah, he goes, did he take you out to eat? As he should. What kind of fucking question is that?
Yeah.
Oh, because he took me out to eat, I can sit back and watch other girls post in his hoodie and his t-shirts when I'm sleeping with him? No, that's, I don't think so. Do I have a right to say anything? No. But I don't have to waste my time either.
Yeah.
Because what if I'm posting in some other dude's t-shirt? It's a wrap. You're never going to talk to me again.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Fuck relationships, man. People are crazy.
Okay, so... Right? This guy was telling me he was with this girl for like a year on and off, but they like had a kind of open relationship and they went to Vegas together. And when they were at Vegas, she was joking around and she was like, let's go look for rings. So he like took her to look for rings. So yesterday he was at Chris's house, like getting his hair done, and we were all talking, and he goes, read this text message out loud. It was literally a salesperson from the engagement ring shop.
Really?
And it was like, we've picked the perfect ring for your girlfriend. $227,000 cushion cuff. Send her a pic. And he was like, and I looked at him, I go, and you think I'm crazy? Like, you guys think I'm crazy because I got mad that there was a woman stuffing his bathroom. But you have literally a girl making sure this salesperson texts you because she's waiting for a ring and you don't even talk to her anymore. Like, come on.
What the fuck?
But can you imagine that? like calling the shop and be like, can you please text him and tell him I'm waiting for my ring?
Yeah.
I never want anyone to ever say anything to me ever.
No. No. I mean, it's ridiculous. You're right. It is this generation. I mean, look, people, I don't know. You know what? I don't know if it's this generation, because I think in older generations it was even worse, you know?
I feel like it's...
Because the guys felt entitled to have mistresses and shit.
Oh, yeah, back in like the middle, not Middle Eastern.
I'm not talking Middle Ages, but, you know, I mean...
Like, what are those shows, like King Arthur and...
Right,
like
Middle Ages, right.
Spartacus and stuff. Everybody just fucked everybody in those times and nobody cared. I mean, people loved each other. Like, there's definitely love stories in it, but they still went around and just fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like... Okay, maybe this is just for TV purposes, but I imagine that's probably what it was like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it depends. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about different periods of time, but I think even
as I'm so glad I don't live in that period of time.
Yeah. I think as recently as, like, you know, the 40s, 50s, I think people were pretty, you know, maintaining mistresses, lovers, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know. When I grew up, I have a feeling everybody around me was fucking other women, but I couldn't know that, you know.
What
but
do you mean?
My uncles, you know, people that I knew like adults when I was a kid.
Right.
You know, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, I don't know what my uncles and stuff did, but I know for sure my dad, like, I witnessed that. Yeah. I mean, I never saw him with another woman, but like, I saw the aftermath of it all.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this isn't good.
Yeah. I remember one time, actually, the closest we got to it is my mom suspected my dad has had somebody. And she was probably right, you know?
Yeah, 110%.
I mean, you can tell right away when somebody's behavior changes.
Yep.
But so she was just mad at him for a long time. And, you know, they didn't really share it with us.
Right.
You know, I don't know. We were like my early 20s or something. She didn't share it, but, or maybe she did. Then one time when she was really mad, I think she exploded and said something.
That's usually what happens is people like hold it in until it's like, oh shit, this is the boiling pot right here. This is about to explode. Like,
so this made me feel very uncomfortable. My dad never said anything, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how relationships work. I'm not a good dater. Like,
yeah.
It's not.
But you see, people get tired of what they have, you know? I mean, look at all these guys that are married to, like, models and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? They still do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's a state of mind. It's a state of mind, you know? You got to make a commitment to a fucking person if you want them to be loyal to you.
Yeah, like, even, like, supermodels are getting cheated on. Beyonce got cheated on. I don't think it's really the level of your attractiveness
right
that prevents someone from cheating on you. Like, I don't think that is like, oh my God, my wife is so hot. Like, everybody wants her. I'm not going to cheat.
Right.
Sometimes that it's even, that's even the reason why they cheat, because they're so insecure because you're so amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and they're afraid they're going to lose you or something too.
Yeah. Like, there was a, like, one of the guys last night was saying that he dated this chick once who was like beyond gorgeous.
Right.
And it just, he just didn't know how to handle that. So the relationship didn't work out. So like, men go through the same thing.
Right. No,
like,
I mean,
oh my God,
I did.
This chick is so amazing.
Right.
She can get anyone she wants.
Exactly. And you feel threatened. You know, you constantly, there's a song, when you're in love with a beautiful woman, you watch your friends.
Yeah.
You know, you watch everybody, mm-hmm. you know, because everybody wants her.
Right. I don't know, man. Guys are just as insecure as women are. They just don't speak about it.
Yeah,
they don't
yeah.
talk about it. Like, men are very insecure.
But you know what? I think we're downplaying the fact that many women cheat too.
Oh, God.
Right?
I could tell you so many.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yo, there's... And it's no loyalty. Like, okay, so I know this girl. She's been with her man, I would say probably 3, maybe 4 years. They've been together for a long time. I mean, they've had ups and downs. Like, he cheated in the beginning, blah, 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 blah. Then they got back together. And she has, like, kids and stuff. So he's basically, like, intertwined with her kids because the kids aren't his.
Right.
But she's been, like, hooking up with this NBA player. Like, she's been cheating on him for, like, months now.
Really?
Yeah, and he has no idea.
Wow.
So women can play that double life, too. Like, get back into bed and tell you that they love you.
Right.
I love you so much. Wow. Like, what were you just doing on vacation? Oh, it was for work.
Yeah.
It was not for work.
Yeah. No, I couldn't.
I could never cheat because I feel like he would know. Like, he would look at me and he would know, like, you fucking cheated. And I'm like, I did. I'm so sorry.
Right. Yeah. And especially when you expect the other person not to cheat.
Yeah.
How can you go and do it? You know, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, you know. I mean, that's why I decided not to ever do it, because it's too painful for people, you know?
Mm-mm.
I mean, especially for a guy, you think like some other guy came inside your wife or something, you know?
Oh, my God.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Right?
Even another dick going inside your wife is bad.
I know.
I mean, it's like, it's horrible when a guy does it, but like, I think that's a lot. When
right.
you imagine your wife like hooking
up
with somebody else.
It's hard. You can't even imagine.
What was I going to say? I don't remember. Oh, one of my girlfriends got into a fight with her boyfriend. They were living together. And she left for like 2 days, but she still had like the key and stuff to get in.
Right.
And she just had like, she said that she had this weird gut feeling. So she rolled up and walked in like mid-fuck.
Really?
In the living room.
Oh, fuck, man. Can you imagine that?
And they're still like trying to like be friends and stuff. But anytime it's like they fight, argue. Because once you see something like that, or something like that happens to you, even if she didn't walk in, if she walked in after the math, you know, and they were just like kissing or cuddling or whatever, you still know that the person you love so much just disrespected you in a way that's like laying in the bed that you were literally just sleeping in.
Right. Yeah. That's the ultimate insult, is to fucking do it in your own bed.
Yeah.
Where your wife sleeps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fuck. Yeah. People do that.
Yeah.
People do all kinds of shit. Well, I don't know. I don't know how people can live through that. That's the amazing thing, is some people are saying it's not a deal breaker if my husband cheated on me.
Everybody's saying it
now.
I'll
stay.
I'm like, what?
Right.
That means, I don't know. I can't say what I would do. I don't know if I'm ever even going to get married at this point. Mm. I might just type up a legal document that says, hey, like, we're together.
Why do you need that?
Because if some shit goes down, like, and he has more money than me, I'm not leaving this relationship without half.
Right. But you know what? You don't have to be married to do that.
No, I know. But like, they can like, he can like technically, I think it's 5 years or something. So what if it's like 4.75?
Right.
And you just, right at the cuff, you just cut me off. No, I don't think so. Like, if we're going to do this and we're not going to get married, like, I need some protection.
Yeah.
Because if I like waste this amount of time on you, like, I need to be compensated. And I'm going to be living carefree wherever the fuck I'm at,
right,
with your money,
right,
period. This guy,
yeah, and it would be more difficult to recover any money like that,
yeah,
from cohabiting, yeah, than from being married,
yeah. Like, this guy that I met was telling me that him and his girlfriend were together for 6 years. They lived together. It just didn't work out, and he still pays for all her shit.
Really?
Like, her car, pays her rent, But he like, and they text each other and they talk about like who they're with and stuff. I mean, he like he said,
yeah.
You're getting your rent paid in Los Angeles. You're getting your car paid in Los Angeles. Of course you're going to be like, how was your day?
Yeah, right.
Even if you technically don't care that he just took another bitch out to dinner.
Right.
Let's be honest here.
That's
true. Would definitely love if someone was paying my rent every month.
Yeah.
One less thing I had to worry about.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd be like, all right, thank you. See you. See you later.
Oh, wow. Did I tell you about my sciatic nerve in my leg?
Yeah, well, you said you thought it was a blood clot.
No, but that was different. Now I have a sciatic nerve pain, which is, it's like a nerve going from your back through your buttocks to
the leg. It doesn't go away. My sister has it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what my brother was saying, too. He's had it for years.
Yeah, it just doesn't go away.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. And it's like,
can't live like that.
She got it after pregnancy, but it's not every day. It'll be like random, but it'll be horrible when it comes.
Well, for me, it's been every day.
Oh, my God.
And I'm really aware of it. But
are you going to ice it? Like, what
well,
are you doing
I'm
going to
call the doctor and see what the fuck they say. I mean,
okay,
apparently,
you need to not
like,
call the doctor and just go
exercise.
In.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think I agree with you.
Yeah. Like, it's about time, buddy.
They're saying you got to do some exercises and all that, but I don't know, man. Yeah, my brother tells me he's had it for years. Fuck. Why the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And he says the only way to do it is to fix it is with surgery. And who wants surgery on their spine?
No. Because so much could go wrong.
Right.
And then you're going to regret just not dealing with the pain when you had it. Just not worth it.
But I can't imagine living with pain every day. What the fuck? How does this happen?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. She got hers after she gave birth.
Yeah.
So I think it was something in that process.
Yeah. It affected the nerves there.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. I'm going to do some more reading up on it. We'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll make it go away, just reading about it.
No, probably not. I'm going to go with a strong that's definitely not happening.
Oh, wow. So in other news, they released the most common drugs found in overdose deaths. Okay?
The
so
least?
Like, no, the most.
Oh.
So like, for example, the number one drug that causes 18,000
fentanyl
deaths. How the fuck do you know that?
Because it's like, that's what everyone is doing now. It's like,
really?
It's like heroin, but 10 times worse.
So it's an opioid, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is it worse? I mean, what the fuck? Doesn't it?
It's like, it's literally horrible. I think it's like I think fentanyl is what they use to bring drug addicts back to life.
Yeah, I think so. No, that's methanol.
No, methadone is like when you are kicking the habit, you got to take methadone every day.
Right.
So that way you don't want to get high.
Right.
But you're still high. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like my coworker back in Boston, she used to do heroin, and every morning she would be late for work. She had to go to the methadone clinic to get her pills. And she'd come and like she mastered the art of being at a computer desk, typing while sleeping.
Really?
And I was like, yo, how do you have, like, and I know the boss can never fire her because legally she could sue for that because it's like a disability, I guess. But in my mind, I'm like, she's literally getting paid to sleep.
Right.
And she's getting like double my salary. Like she's getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, that shows you what happens when the government gets involved. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, fentanyl, man. I never even heard of the fucking thing.
That's what Demi Lovato overdosed on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. And that was in Mac Miller's blood.
So, look, that one alone, okay, they have a list of 10 drugs. I'll read the other ones. But this one alone causes 28%. That's like almost a third of all the overdose deaths are from fentanyl.
That's wow. I know when I was in Boston, that was like, every single day, there was like over 100 deaths. It was like crazy.
So what, people just take a pill?
I don't know what it is. I couldn't tell you.
I think it's a pill. If it's opioid, it's like probably a manufactured pill.
I have no clue.
Really? You don't know how it's consumed or anything?
No.
Well, the second one is obviously heroin.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, just about as bad. Cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Meth.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a lot of other ones I haven't, like Alprazolam.
Never heard.
Alprazolam.
What is that?
I don't know. Oxycodone. Mm-hmm. We know about that. Mm-hmm. Morphine.
Okay, yeah. That's
then methadone even.
Methadone. Yeah, that's what they give heroin addicts.
I know, but 5% of them probably overdose on it.
That's why people have to go to the clinics, so they can get the appropriate dosages.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hydrocodone and diazepam. Diazepam. Whatever that is. I don't know. But, So those now I understand why they're saying the opioid crisis is so bad, you know?
Right.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I mean, you had the OxyContin and oxycodone and all these, and now they've been replaced by fentanyl.
Right.
I got to try it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not.
I've got to try that. You know what? The thing is, out of all the drugs that they mentioned here, I've only tried coke.
I've tried cocaine once, too. I have never tried any of the other stuff, either.
No? How about meth? Have you tried meth? I know, me
either. Absolutely
not.
I have no interest in heavy-duty drugs, and I see how people act on them. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right, you're totally
fucked up. You look like
a
fucking idiot.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Like, standing up but hunched all the way over. I'm like, why is that enjoyable?
Yeah.
Like, I like to smoke a little bit of weed, giggle. Maybe
exactly.
Maybe eat too many potato chips, but that's about as far as my drug habits go.
Right.
Like, I'm good.
And notice that nowhere is marijuana mentioned here.
No, because marijuana is great.
Exactly, because it's a plant. You don't fucking, you know, overdose on plant. You overdose on chemicals and shit.
Isn't it so funny that a plant can make you feel good?
Right.
And it has cancer fighting.
And how did people find out that it could?
I don't know. Like, what? Some guy was in the woods one day and was like,
"Yeah, wow, look at those buds.
Yeah,
let me dry them out.
I have no idea. It's weird how stuff like who discovered heroin or cocaine, like all this stuff. It's like, how did one even discover?
Well, cocaine and that they were not discovered; they were invented. Marijuana was discovered because it was already there.
Oh my God, who those sat things up and was like, let me make a drug?
Well, they made it initially to, you know, to fix things with sick people. I mean, this is all medication.
Are you talking about cocaine?
Cocaine, heroin, you know, morphine. Those were all...
Well, morphine I've heard of pain, for medical reasons, but I've never heard of...
Like pain reliever, like to numb pain. You use morphine. Heroin... I don't know what it was used for, but it was used for something. Mm. Cocaine, shit. They're saying that Freud was taking cocaine, you know. So, the father of modern psychology. But I don't know why cocaine was invented, but apparently there was a reason.
Right.
But, you know, naively, I might think that none of them were really made to be abused. But people can abuse anything, you know. I mean, look at the fucking cold medicine they're abusing now, you know.
Right.
It's crazy. So, yeah, fentanyl, huh? No, I better not touch a fucking thing.
No, definitely not, Sam.
I don't want to touch anything, man.
No, just stick to your brownies and your cookies and call it a day.
Yep. I know. But you know what happened in the dispensaries now, I noticed, is like I usually go to the same one and it's a medical one. So you can still pick them out of the big jars and everything.
Right.
So it's always nice and fresh and moist. I try other ones that are recreational, and they have to prepackage everything. So it's all fucking dry by the time you get it out of the jar, you know?
Yeah.
It probably sits there for a few days, you know, like that. And
so
I was really disappointed. I'm like, fuck it. Let me just go to the medical ones.
Yeah, so the brand that the John makes, Private Reserve, they use nitrogen hydrogen containers. So they're completely sealed and fresh until you open it.
Really?
Yeah, that's why they're a little bit more pricey. But he was like, I only know this because I sat in the meeting and I was like learning a few things. Because I was like, what's a hydrogen container? You know?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but he was saying that a lot of people complain because when they go to dispensaries, the bud is like dry.
Dry.
Like, what the hell?
And I hate the dryness of it. You know? And I remember when we were in Tahoe, I went and bought some and he gave me the same shit. I'm like, I went back. I said, this is dry. He says, man, all of our shit is dry because this is like high elevation here and it's very dry.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck, you know? But here you have the choice, you know. The nice thing about the medical dispensaries is they don't regulate you that much, you know, or whether they do it. They
like
do.
How often you come in?
No, no. Like, first of all, the prices are just a bit lower. Mm. But also, they don't have to prepackage it. You still go in, you have the big jars.
Yeah.
Have you been to a dispensary?
I went to Only Higher Path.
Oh, okay.
Hated that experience.
Yeah, so you saw they have different jars with different strains, no?
No.
No? So they just give you prepackaged small jars?
I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention, to be honest with you. I just know that she gave me a little tiny container.
Right.
This
but,
big,
but
and
it's
it was not $35.
Like you, right, but you did not have to sit there and watch her take it out of a jar and put it in there, right?
Oh, no, no.
It was
no.
prepackaged.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
yeah, and it had like, it was in a little container that says strawberry cream or something.
Right, right.
I did not like the weed I got there. Yeah. It's still sitting in my drawer. That's how
so
much I
don't like it.
So you
got an eighth for $35. Look, I mean, it's still considered inexpensive compared to some other shit that they sell. You know, I mean, that's the cheapest is $30-$35.
No, thanks.
An eighth, you know?
When you smoke for free, it's really hard to smoke when you have to pay.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's with a lot of things.
Yeah.
Right?
I've been
when
like.
You're accustomed to getting.
Exactly. Like when you go out to eat and it's free, you get accustomed to it. When you go to the club and you don't pay for drinks,
exactly.
You get accustomed to
you
it.
Exactly. You just go with the guys, let them get it.
Right. So.
Wow. I don't know what to say, but. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the bud in Oregon. And I still can't get over the fact I'm going to a town with 8,000 people and they have 10 fucking dispensaries. And they're all on the same road, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good enough for me. The prices will be good and I'll get to hang out with different people.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And, yeah, that's it. You know, so I'm more looking forward. I'm less scared now that I can see I can get rid of all the shit that I have in the apartment, you know.
Right.
And then I don't have to worry about it anymore. And we'll see. And I guess Charlie Sheen is celebrating 1 year of sobriety.
Good for you, Charlie.
He managed.
He was crazy at one point.
I know.
Like a lunatic.
Yeah.
But I mean, imagine everything he was going through. Like he just found out he had HIV.
Right, in 2017.
Yeah, and then he like spiraled out of control, was doing interviews. I mean, that's like a tough pill to swallow to find out. I mean, so
he was really acting out, you know, when he was fired from Two and a Half Men.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man, that was some major.
But that probably happened like right after he found out.
Yeah.
And like, remember he
no,
did
no,
that?
No, 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 wait a minute. No, the firing was in 2011. The HIV positive was 2017.
Oh, that was 6 years later.
6 years later.
Wow, it didn't seem like it was that far apart
each other. I know.
But remember that interview you did? He was like, I was doing like 2 8-balls and blah, right. blah, blah. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You're nuts.
The one with winning.
He was like the man back in the day.
Yeah.
But he probably got lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
But he was like hooking up with men and women, wasn't he? Didn't he say that? Like he was just hooking up with anything.
I think, yeah. I mean, when you're that fucking fucked up, you'll do anything. But you know, I mean, way back when Robert Downey Jr. was the same way.
Oh yeah, but
and he got totally clean.
Yeah, he's completely sober. You know, most of the men that hang out at my friend's house who's a barber are all sober.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like 6 years, 10 years, not a drink, no nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, not a drink.
I know, that's fucking hard.
Yeah. But I mean, if you can do that, like if you have the willpower to give up something that you know is bad for you,
right?
Then you're a pretty strong individual.
Right. So I'm not, if I'm not giving up my cigarettes yet, right?
Yeah, no.
Well, I will be one day.
Yeah, we won't hold our breath.
Right. The only problem is, in my mind, I connect the cigarettes with weed. And since I always...
Why don't you just smoke blunts instead?
What's the difference?
There's a huge difference.
Why?
There is. Like, there's, like, tobacco in...
Oh, they put tobacco in it?
In cigarettes? Blunt? No.
Oh.
No, I'm saying, why don't you smoke, instead of going for... When you take your little breaks and you smoke your cigarettes, why don't you just have, like, pre-rolls or something?
Oh, okay.
And smoke joints instead.
Well, first of all, it's hard to smoke a joint when there's people around.
No,
downstairs.
Never. Nobody cares.
They do.
Those dudes, I think they're lawyers, are always smoking in the back of the garage.
No, they're not.
110%.
No, it's cigarettes.
No, they're smoking joints.
So how come I'm not smelling it?
I smell it. Every time I walk down, I'm like, these motherfuckers. They're literally like, these motherfuckers. Taking a break and going upstairs to type up some people's legal docs. Like, I can't.
Whoa.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, like nobody cares. Literally nobody cares if you're smoking.
But that's what I'm saying, though. When I do smoke a joint, then I really want to have a cigarette. It's connected in my mind.
Well, have you tried the
just
patch?
Just like when people, you know how people drink and they have to have a cigarette, you know? Even people that are not smokers or that quit, they'll have a drink or two. They're like, oh, let me have a cigarette.
I'm so glad I never tried one of those.
Yeah,
so glad.
I mean, look, my fucking lungs are fucking destroyed if I'm coughing like this.
Right.
And I know I could stop it at any point and stop the progress of this madness of ruining my lungs.
Mm-hmm.
It's madness. And I see my mom, she's even worse. She sits and she smokes all day.
That's sad. I hate the smell of cigs. No offense, Sam.
I know. It's sad.
I hate them.
Everybody does. You know what? When I'm not smoking at the time, like let's say we go downstairs now. I'm a smoker, right?
Right.
But if I'm not smoking at the same time, I don't like the smell of other people's smoke.
Ugh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
It's crazy.
Some people.
That's why I don't smoke in cars. I don't smoke indoors anywhere where I can smell it, you know? While you're smoking it, you're not really smelling it.
Right. There's some guy in my apartment building who smokes tobacco out of a pipe. And he'll walk around the apartment, like he'll go down the elevator smoking it. And I'm like, don't fucking do that.
What the fuck? Do it outside.
Like when people smoke weed in our apartment building, we're doing it on our patios or in our houses. Ain't nobody doing it in the fucking hallway.
Right,
like,
right.
That's disrespectful.
So tell me something. On the balcony, you think it's okay?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's what I do all the time. And I feel like all my neighbors are really fucking irritated with
me. No, I mean, I've never smoked on my balcony. I just sit on my couch or I'm in my room.
Yeah, like, I never smoked.
If I had like a lit balcony where the view was sick or something, I'd definitely smoke on the balcony. But my balcony is like on the side of a building.
Right,
like
where you can see somebody else.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, right.
Like, we use that as like a storage unit. Like,
yeah.
But if I had a sick ass
balcony. Like me, I'm facing the street. I have the best location in the building.
Right.
So I sit outside. You know, I like being outdoors anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than sit on the couch, I sit outside and read and get on the computer and all that shit. You know?
Right.
So, yeah. Well, we're out of time, folks. As we continue talking and everything, we forget the time moves on and we got to go.
Yep.
So thank you all for listening to all our shit. You know, we hope that it's entertaining. At least it's interesting. You know, I know that when I listen on the radio, like especially to Howard Stern, it makes me like... it makes me, you know, it gets me to think about things.
Howard Stern? So if anything, is he still on the air or is it replays?
Yeah,
replays?
No. He's on Sirius XM.
Oh, okay.
On satellite radio. Bigger than ever, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
See everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.